Today we celebrate a saint that made a very big impact to the United States of America, especially the immigrants that came to America to search for a better future, but with little to nothing. One might ask, how did Mother Cabrini able to do what she did? Perhaps if we sit down and plan everything according to humanistic, worldly, or social standards, none of this would make sense. But what drove her to seek out the poor, the forgotten, the abandoned, the one who fell through the cracks of society, the one that got ignored, abandoned, pushed out, and rejected because of her love for Christ? She did everything. Not because she was motivated according to social or political agendas. She did everything for love. And this is what we often forget about the secret of the saints. They did everything for the love of Christ, not just for the love of wealth, the love of money, the blood of for prestige, or anything else that we have put according to the worldly and human standards. Mother Cabrini poured herself out to serve those who were forgotten and ultimately contracted malaria and died because of malaria itself. She showed us a life that was spent for love, out of love. So today, my brothers and sisters, as our world become more divided because of politics, because of social media, and because of our quick judgment of one another. Heed to the gospel reading today. How many times should we forgive one another? We need God's forgiveness. We need to love like Him. And we need to allow the same mercy that was extended to us. Help us to become more wise, more prudent, more calm, more reflective, more grounded in the truth, and not easily be agitated by the things of this world, so that we can truly love Him, pour out ourselves to Him, and be able to do small things with great love. We're not set out to change the world. We're set out to change ourselves because we love Him. I believe this is the message that Mother and Saint Francis Xavier Cabrini wanted to teach us. May we live this message, embrace this message, and allow this message of love to transform us first.